Let's start with a random question. What do you think came first? Do you think baseball bats were created as a sport tool, or did they derive from a weapon? Because I know there's like clubs and stuff that obviously those existed, but you know, did someone see a club and like, hey, how about instead of, you know, smashing skulls, let's hit a ball out of the park? Do you think they ever thought about that? Anyway, it's not an answer. It's not a question I'm going to answer. I just wanted to start with that. Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and this is A Typical Podcast. I don't expect an answer for the baseball question. There's a baseball bat in the room, and I went with it. But yeah, going into, let's start this episode, shall we? Yeah. What are we? We're 75. This is the 75th episode, I think, if I'm counting correctly. And if not, that's embarrassing. But yeah, I think this is the 75th episode. This is exciting. 75 episodes. That's a lot of episodes. That's 3/4. That's math. That's 75 in fraction form. Okay, no, okay, I'm done fucking around. I was stalling. I was trying to think of what I was actually going to say. You know what sucks? I will never, and I mean never, unfortunately, I will never be in a line of work where I say the phrase, let's talk shop. Like, I just realized, like, I can't say that as an actual work phrase. I mean, I guess I can, sort of, but it doesn't feel like it's associated with, like, film or, you know, making TikToks. Like, I'm not going to go to some other influencer and be like, hey, man, or hey, lady, hey, influencer, let's talk shop. Like, I can't do, it doesn't, you just be like, hey, you want to collab? Or hey, you're more famous than me. We make videos together? You know, that's how it's going to be. But let's talk shop. You know, sadly, I'm not a pawn broker. I don't own a pawn shop. And I could just, someone comes in and they're like, hey, I got this medieval sword, 6th century, I believe. It's passed down from my family for generations. And now, instead of it sitting in a closet in the attic, I brought it to you. This historic item. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm like, all right, let's cut to the chase. Let's talk shop. You say this is 6 generations in your family. I give you $50 for it. And they say deal. Or no, hold on. Actually, they don't say deal. Sorry. And then he's like, I don't know. 6 generations. It's a long time. That's pretty historical. I think that's a little more than $50. I was thinking 500. And nah, Lord. Let's talk some more shop. 500, that's a little too pricey for me. I was thinking, let's go 75. Let's do 3/4. I don't know. I don't know. This means a lot to my family. That doesn't mean shit here, buddy. That doesn't mean any shit. That means absolutely nothing. Look at me. I'm a pawn shop. I'm a pawn broker. You came in here for a fucking reason to sell that shit. Now you know, I know you want to sell it, obviously, because you came to me. So are we going to sell that shit? Or are you just going to keep it? This historical family heirloom that has been with you for a very long time. Are you just going to sell it for some money like you wanted to? Or are you going to keep it like a little bitch? Come on, man. We're talking business. We're talking money. Let's talk shop is what I started this conversation with. And you're not even willing to go lower. All right. I get it. Let's do 100, 3/4. Okay. I could do 3/4. So $75. Yeah, I'll give you $75. Fantastic. I could really use this money. It means a lot. Thank you. And the guy spends it on drugs.
Yeah.
This was a more interesting. I'm trying to come up with more interesting and creative ways to start episodes with, you know. I took us on a fucking story, didn't I? Yeah, no, I mean, sorry. Now I just sound arrogant. I don't mean to pat myself on the back. That was very douchebag like. I'm sorry. But with that said, it was a pretty cool story. Yeah. We got characters, we got a setting. Anyway, this all started with Let's Talk Shop. But yeah, I'm never going to be able to say that phrase. Or at least not like seriously. Which is kind of upsetting. Like, no one will take me seriously if I say that. I go into a meeting with like big time directors. They might take it seriously. Like older people, I feel, if I'm like, hey, let's cut the shit. Let's talk shop. My client here. Oh, wait, no, I'm the client. I want to make some money. So how are we going to do that? They might take it seriously. But if you're talking to a young person, especially some influencer, some TikTok motherfucker, some YouTube asshole, they're not going to take me seriously at all. If I say, let's talk shop, they just, no, mm-mm. What did you just say? I was like, let's talk shop. No. No. We're here for vibes, man. We're here for vibes. We're here to hang. Let's get that let's talk shop biz out. Let's just vibe, okay? Let's smile for the cameras like we do. This is smile. Let's look pretty. And let's do what we do, you know? Vibe. For the world. Our vibes are so immaculate. The world gets a little better. Our fans look at our vibes and want him. They want our vibes. They're like vampires, our fans. They're vibe vampires is what our fans are. But they can't get these vibes. They can't. So no more talking shop. Or else we'll have to kick you and feed you to the wolves, and then you'll be homeless. I mean, we're basically homeless. We just get a bunch of Airbnbs everywhere. Move into a new one every single month. But hey, we're vibing. It's how it is in the TikTok business world. I'm not quite there yet, but one day I will be. I will be there one day, potentially. I don't know if I want to, but we'll figure out when I'm there. We'll see how I'm feeling. You know, I have no problem hanging out with people. I would love to do that. You know what? This sounds actually fun. I would love to refer to my fans as vibe vampires. That's what I'm going to do. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. I love all of you so much and care about every single one of you very deeply because there's not a lot of you, which is why I appreciate all of you. Okay. Man, I'm in a good mood today. I'm in a good mood. I really am. You know, I've just been feeling good lately, and it's because I don't have vibe vampires yet. No, I'm kidding. I'm done with that shit. I'm done with that. We're moving on. But yeah, I'm happy. How is everyone else doing? You guys happy too? Or are you depressed? Because if you're depressed, get that negative energy away from me. Because right now I'm feeling good. And if you're not feeling good, you're going to bring me down. And I don't want to be brought down. I'm on like a somewhat runner's high of energy. Okay. All right. We're coming up to like the second anniversary of this podcast pretty soon. And right after that, or I believe before that, right before it is also my 21st birthday. I don't have any plans for my 21st birthday. I don't know what to do. It's not like, I don't know. I'm not into drinking. I've never drank. This isn't even like a joke to like, I just never drank. I don't know what to do because I'm not gonna drink for my 21st birthday, but I would like to do something. Or is it just gonna be just I hang out, play video games or something? I know that sounds boring. See, that sounds boring just saying it. I mean, it could be nice, could be a nice swell time, but I want to be around people. You know, I want to do something, even if it's not on my birthday, just nearby, near that date. I want to at least hang out with like someone. You know, just hang out. Like if I hung out with one person, be like, yeah, that was cool, that was chill. But yeah, I got to think about this. I got to think what to do. Typically, 21st birthdays are like, let's get fucked up, bro. Come on, man. Dude, you're 21. Let's drink. Let's go get some shots at the bar, bro. Let's go get some... have you ever drank White Claw before? Oh, damn. You should try it. I mean... Nah, I call it a pussy drink, but for myself, you know, I'm all about like hard stuff. Like I don't know, White Claw, that's pussy shit to me, bro. Yeah, I'm more of a. To be honest, if I'm being real, I'm more of a cocktail connoisseur, you know, consumior. That's consumer, but for cocktails, that's more my style. I'm sorry, I'm done with this character. But yeah, that's like what 21st birthdays are. I think I just summed it up pretty accurately. It's not... See, like, the fact that I imagined it, I practically already had it. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I got sidetracked by thinking about 21st birthday. But what I was actually going to say, or what I do want to say, is I'm not a barefoot type of guy. This is an interesting segue from 21st birthday to barefoot type of guy, but here bear with me. I don't like being barefoot, plain and simple. I just don't like it. I don't like the feeling. Maybe it was because when I was a kid, you know, I would always wear socks, and I still always wear socks. But as a kid, there would be a few times where maybe I didn't have any clean socks, or I just didn't have socks. So I would go to sleep barefoot. And I didn't like I wasn't used to the feeling of like the sheets or like the blankets. So it felt weird to me. I don't know how to describe it. The closest thing I can imagine is, you know, that there's like these, as a kid, there were some lunch boxes or bags that had like this weird holographic design. And like when you would scratch it, it would go like kind of like that, like kind of like that. Like when you would scratch that, you would feel weird. You would just, part of you would just like curl up a little bit. Maybe another thing would be nails on a chalkboard or just like a sudden scratch on something that makes you feel uncomfortable. That's the closest feeling I could think of to relate it to. So I think maybe that experience of just like always wearing socks, and then as a kid, like every now and then going barefoot and just not being used to the feeling. Or maybe it was the type of sheet. My sister was like, well, it could be there are some types of sheets that she doesn't like having her feet feel. And I was like, oh, well, maybe it was just the type of sheets, but it's just like I can do it. I can sleep barefoot. But I don't like to. Like, I really don't. I won't do it just by choice. Like, if someone was like, hey, I dare you to sleep barefoot, then sure. Or if I just had no clean socks, then maybe I would. Also, I don't understand how people walk around barefoot. Like, I know, yeah, sure, centuries ago, like, it's pretty normal to just have bare feet, you know? There was a lot of poor people in the past, right? They didn't have shoes. They didn't have socks as well. Sandals were a luxury item. So, you know, it's not crazy for people to walk around barefoot, but I just don't like that. I don't know. I have really clean feet. I don't have like my feet aren't black or like hard at the bottom. They're pretty soft. Now, I'm not a feet person. I'm not a foot guy. But if there was another foot person, guy or girl, they would probably really like my feet. I mean, I wouldn't want them to, like, go near them. But they would appreciate it. They would. So yeah, I don't like walking around barefoot. And I know some people, it's just like normal, that they're comfortable, they could do it. It's just not my thing. I don't know. I wear socks all the time. Like, what is the purpose of being barefoot? Like, I'm trying to get in the mindset of people who are barefoot, and I have a hard time thinking. I mean, I could think of certain things. So, like, maybe you just like the floor is cooler or whatever, and you know, it cools you off or whatever. Maybe that's one way. Maybe you just find it more comfortable. That's understandable. Like, I'll take you all into my mind of why I wear socks. For one, I already told, as I said, the whole bed thing. It feels, I don't like the feeling of my feet touching, my bare feet touching, like, the sheets and the blanket. And plus, my feet are just not used to, like, touching things. They usually have socks on, so, like, in a weird way, they've been numb. They're numb to, like, the sense of touch of what things feel like. When I'm at the beach, I'm barefoot. Like, I'm not weird. I'm not crazy about having socks on. I'm not obsessive about it. I'm not about to go somewhere where it's normal to be barefoot, where you kind of have to, like, go swimming or something like that. I'm not like, nah, you guys go barefoot. I'm going to wear socks. No, thank you. It's a thing. You know, it's just a thing. It's who I am as a person, guys, but you're going to have to accept that. No, I don't go swimming with socks or do unusual stuff with socks on. I'm fine in those scenarios being barefoot, just because those are scenarios where I know what it's like to be barefoot. It's normal. Okay, let's move on to something else, because we spent an unnecessary amount of time talking about feet and socks. So let's move to a different type of subject. Let's talk about stealing. Okay? Let's talk about the idea of stealing jokes or stealing videos specifically. Now this hasn't happened to me, so I have no one to bitch about, but I think it's a good topic. Stealing jokes or stealing videos. There's some creators who steal a video frame by frame and they copy everything, like the mannerisms, where they are in the shot of the camera, and their actions. They copy it identically. And that's some bitch shit. Ugh. And it's crazy to me that there's so many people that just pass it off as like, oh, well, it's TikTok. It's TikTok. People, it's okay. It's TikTok. It's not about that. Like, it doesn't matter that it's TikTok. It's us as viewers or as fans or just the public. We're going to get shittier things. Like, we're just going to get shittier entertainment because all the creative people are still down below. Like, they're not in the light. They're not being seen because their creativity is being sucked on and preyed upon and taken. Like, I don't care if I see someone do a similar joke, or, like, you know, there's joke formats. Let's talk about, like, comedy specifically for content creators. You know, there's, especially on TikTok, there's joke formats, and a lot of people, they take that joke format trend or whatever and turn it into a trend where a bunch of people take the joke format of, like, oh, hey, where's the egg? And then there's an egg literally in some crazy destination. And then other people change egg to something else. And then, you know, you get funnier jokes, different types of jokes, less funny stuff, more funny stuff. Depends how you look at it. But, you know, you get people changing things up, and you know, you get a good laugh every now and then by seeing those different, seeing the differences. But you don't get differences if people are just straight up stealing and like just copying, and people allow it. Like, who cares that there's the comments that are like, it's TikTok, who cares? Who cares that they're stealing? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? It's TikTok. It's part of the culture. Well, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be okay. It shouldn't be, who cares? It's TikTok. It should be more like, damn, this person's a piece of shit. Why do we like him? Why do we like this person? Why do we like her? Why do we like him? You know? Why does this exist? I really hope I did my best at explaining my thoughts for stealing stuff. I know that it's pretty easy to just be like, who cares? That's where I'm going to leave this episode. So thank you guys for watching or listening. This was a typical podcast. And see you guys next week.